The following partial recording is taken from The Spirits Book by Allan Kardec, The Incarnation of the Spirits. The Purpose of Incarnation. Question 132. What is the purpose of the incarnation of spirits?
God imposes incarnation for the purpose of leading spirits to perfection. For some, it is an expiation. For others, a mission. However, in order to reach this perfection, they must undergo all the vicissitudes of corporeal existence. Therein lies their expiation. Incarnation has a further objective, which is to place spirits in situations where they can do their share in the work of creation. On each world, they clothe themselves with an instrument that is in harmony with the essential matter of that world, so that they may use that instrument to carry out the orders of God. In this way, they contribute to the general work and progress at the same time.
Author's remarks for question 132. The action of corporal beings is necessary for the evolvement of the universe. But out of divine wisdom, God has willed that in this same action, they might have a means of progressing and drawing near to God. Thus, through an admirable law of divine providence, everything is connected and everything in nature is in solidarity. Question 133. Is incarnation necessary for spirits who have followed the path of the good from the beginning?
All are created simple and ignorant, gaining instruction through the struggles and tribulations of corporeal life. Since God is just, God would not make some blissful without their having deserved it through hardship and work.
Subquestion 133. But then what benefit is there for spirits to follow the path of the good if it does not exempt them from the hardships of corporal life?
They reach the goal more quickly. Moreover, the hardships of life are often consequences of a spirit's imperfections. The more purified it becomes, the fewer torments it will have to suffer. Spirits who are not envious, jealous, greedy, or ambitious will not have to endure the torments that result from such defects.
The soul. Question 134. What is the soul?
An incarnate spirit.
Subquestion 134A. What was the soul before its union with a body?
A spirit.
Subquestion 134B. Are souls and spirits therefore one and the same thing?
Yes, souls are no more than spirits. Before uniting with a body, the soul is one of the intelligent beings who populate the invisible world, and it later temporarily assumes a physical envelope in order to purify and enlighten itself.
Question 135. Do human beings possess something else besides a soul and body?
The link that unites the soul and the body.
Subquestion 135. What is the nature of this link?
It is semi-material, that is, halfway between the nature of the spirit and that of the body. These two natures need it in order to communicate with each other. It is through this link that the spirit acts upon matter and vice versa.
Author's remarks for subquestion 135. Human beings thus consist of three essential parts. Number one, the body or material being, similar to that of the animals and animated by the same vital principle. Number two, the soul or incarnate spirit, which inhabits the body. Number three, the perispirit, or intermediary principle, a semi-material substance that serves as the primary envelope of the spirit and unites the soul with the body. These three together are like a fruit, which consists of the seed, the flesh, and the rind. Question 136. Is the soul independent of the vital principle?
The body itself is more than an envelope, as we have repeatedly stated.
Sub-question 136A. Can the body exist without the soul?
Yes, nevertheless, when the body dies, the soul abandons it. Previous to birth, there is no decisive union between the soul and body. After this union is established, however, only death of the body can cut the bonds between the two, enabling the soul to leave. Organic life may animate a body that has no soul, but the soul cannot inhabit a body that has no organic life.
Sub-question 136B. What would our body be if it did not have a soul?
A mass of flesh without intelligence. Anything you might want to call it, except a human being.
Question 137. Can the same spirit incarnate into two different bodies at the same time?
No, the spirit is indivisible and cannot animate two different beings at the same time.
Footnote to question 137. See the chapters on bicorporality and transfiguration in the Median's book. Question 138. What about the opinions of those who regard the soul as being the principle of material life?
It doesn't concern us, since it is only a matter of words. Start by trying to understand each other.